Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answered for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. For those of you who are listening over this broadcast who don't like giving your questions or comments over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you who are listening, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this blessed day in Christ Jesus and this opportunity you have given us once again to come together in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, we dare not to enter the word without you. So Lord, we need the presence of your spirit right now. We need what your spirit can bring, what your spirit can release. We need revelation, knowledge, and understanding. So dear Lord, help us today and release into our hearts the information that we stand in need at this very time. So Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight we are on the fourth and final part of the fourth century church, Arianism. We have been looking at Arianism from the point of Arius, who was supposed to have been a priest, who one of the things we have been looking at concerning Arianism, well, a couple of things, is that he said that Christ was a created being and that the Father created him at some time. And therefore, in his teachings, he's also is saying to us that Jesus Christ is not Lord God. And so we have been looking at this thing through the witnesses of the Lord from the Bible and the record of Nephite. And now we're going to look at the third witness, the word of the Lord, where Jesus witnesses to us through his angel messenger, the Elijah. The Elijah, which was for to come to restore all things. The same Elijah that Jesus, as is recorded in Matthew and Mark, testify and witness to his disciples of whom should come. The same Elijah that God gave to Malachi concerning the end time, where that this Elijah come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, which is the second coming of Christ. This same Elijah whom the Lord referred to and given to Malachi to tell us that he is the messenger of the Lord, where Jesus later confirmed to us in Matthew, where that messenger of the Lord, this Elijah, is none other than John the Baptist. The same Elijah whom the angel of the Lord bear witness to Zacharias, who was the earthly father of John the Baptist, where that the angel of the Lord not only gave his birth name, which was to be John, but also let Zacharias know that he would come in the spirit and power of Elijah. Now, having said that, we must understand that thus far, the Lord Jesus has been sending the Elijah 120 times, from the year of 1927 to 1994. 120 times, 120 messages, and it is not over yet. I want to read from one of the messages, which is called the 84th message that Jesus sent out November the 3rd, 1966. You are given a date so that in your private prayer time, you can go before the Lord and make your request known unto him and asking him, Lord, on November the 3rd, 1966, did you send your angel with a message to mankind? Amen. And in this message that this angel of the Lord brought to the people of God, I want to read some things that the Lord authorized him to tell us in these messages. Number one, he said, behold, say the Lord, I have sent my messenger, talking about the Elijah, to speak my will. My words shall not return unto me void, but shall bring forth. There shall be those with faith when I come to earth to reign. I am he that is called I am. I am the great white spirit. I am he that is called Shiloh. I am all in all. I am the only living God, creator of the universe, ruler and judge of all. I am the chief cornerstone. I am the stone the builders rejected. I am the Christ, the Son of Man. I am God, I change not. I am he that was called Jehovah. I am Jesus Christ. I am the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I am the Lord. I am he that was manifest in the flesh, and the flesh, death, and resurrection. I am he that is risen. I am the Lord God. Now, if you notice in these words that I read to you, which was over a course of three verses here, the last two verses, if you notice, and this is what is called the 84th message, and I read verses 15 to 17. The last two that I read to you, the Lord God is declaring who he is. And many times, and it's sad to say, there's times that we seem to need to have a reminder, okay, of who God really is. Now, one of the things he mentions here is that he is the Christ, the Son of Man, which witnesses to what the other two books is witnessing, that Jesus Christ is Lord God. Amen. And he goes on to say that I am Jesus Christ. Now, within two verses, back to back, one common thing that he repeated was that he is the Christ, that he is Jesus Christ. If you really is studying the word and coming before the Lord God, you can understand why he had to repeat that, because as I share with you guys today, and, well, the other days and on the broadcasts previously before, that these other religions and cults that many of the world say that you need to have peace with, that you need to tolerate and accept their off-the-wall doctrine and teachings goes to attack one of the areas is the deity of Christ. The Jehovah's Witnesses say he is a God, little g. The Mormonisms believe in a council of gods. But many of them do not believe he is the Lord God, that he is the only living God. You have those, if I'm not mistaken, in Islam, who says he was a prophet, but he is not Lord God. And what we must understand, that those who's going to, when the smoke clears, end up being with Christ and worshiping him, is those who will accept him as Lord God. And this is why you have these different religions like Jehovah's Witness and in Islam, who says that, hey, I don't have to receive Jesus to go to heaven. I don't have to receive Jesus and to be reconciled with God, the Father. That's what they boldly say. And some of us as Christians, we have become so afraid to what Jude said, contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. We have become so afraid, so in some instances ashamed, so, quote, timid, that we're letting, without a stance, not talking about you grabbing a bottle and busting somebody over the head, making a stance to say, hey, that's my Jesus you're talking about, and he died for you. And I'm going to contend for that faith. Because now the world is saying the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ is nothing. In fact, many of them call it silly. Because the God kind of faith in Christ does not operate like the natural faith that the sinners and them have. So Jesus has stated through his angel messenger, the Elijah, the Lord God said, I am the Christ, I am Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, I am the beginning and the end. Once again, taking away that Jesus was a created being and that he was created at some point of time by the Father. Listen, once again, this goes with the witnessing of the Bible. In the record of Nephi, that Jesus Christ was not a created being, must really look and examine what is being said by Jesus. Just like, for example, as I was looking at Brigham Young's great-great-granddaughter who came out of Mormonism, where if you look on the surface, Mormonism say we believe in Jesus Christ. But if you never really investigate, what do they believe concerning Christ? You would think that they truly believe in Christ. But when you do your research, you will find out that the Jesus that the Mormons talking about is not the Jesus, actual Jesus Christ, nor the Jesus of the Bible. Okay, but so many times people go with what they see on the surface and they do no investigating. Okay, Jesus Christ was not a created being. He was not at some point, like Arius was teaching, created. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Now, in previous broadcasts, I told you guys that, you know, and you see with all these different teachings, because, and one of the reasons why I've been going into these teachings that came about during the times of the early church, and because it is one of the things that contribute to the destruction of the early church. And as many of these off-the-wall, ungodly, unscriptural, evil teachings that is leading a lot of God's people away from Jesus. Amen. Because some friend of them is in some kind of other religion or some family member, so, or some husband or some wife or some kid, and so they feel the obligation to join them. This is why Jesus said, he that hateth not father, brother, mother, sister, if he's not above the husband or wife, or neither them, Jesus said, we're not worthy of him. And see, some people think that they're not going to be tested in that area in these last days. But I have to tell you, yes, we are. And you might say, well, I haven't encountered that. Well, I say unto you, hold on. But here in the word of the Lord, Jesus, our Lord God, has blatantly said, he said, I am the beginning and the end. This is what he had his angel messenger to tell us, okay? Amen. And whether you believe it or not, God putting the final stamp of approval of witnesses according to his protocol in the mouth of two or three witnesses, whether you believe it or not, there are some of God's people who are turning away from accepting Christ being the beginning and the end, being Lord God, because they're being persuaded by these doctrines and traditions of men. They're being turned away. This is why I say unto you, especially you Christian who's listening, turn your ears away from the world talking about this particular love and peace that they're talking about, their type meaning accept and tolerate. Because I don't care how strong you may think that you are, quote, in the Lord, or how strong you think you are as a Christian. When you start accepting these other teachings and doctrines that is not of God, if you're not careful, it will get a hold of you. And I'm here to tell you, if it do, then you will find yourself moving away from Christ. We have too many Christians today who are relying upon their own strength to combat the wiles of Satan. So they will say things like, I ain't going to let nobody turn me away from the Lord. Okay, I get that, but when you're not doing the things to keep yourself rooted or get yourself rooted, then all you're doing is you're making a speech, but what you're showing is you're relying upon your own strength, your own everything. And you fail to understand that your adversary, which is the devil, is a very cunning, evil spirit, okay? He's very cunning. I'm not here to praise him. I'm just here to make you aware. And so if you continue to start taking on his the teachings and doctrine and start saying, well, I don't believe, but, you know, I'm going to tolerate, I'm going to accept it anyhow, blah, blah. If you don't be careful, it is going to lead you away from the Lord. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And these teachings arose in the time, the 4th century, to Arius. And I read to you guys the information on that, and you can look at the go on the episodes, or if you are on a page where you see Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry logo and all that, where you should be able to scroll down to our past episode. And I share with you guys concerning Arius getting this thing started. Okay? Amen. Now, I want to read another verse here from the 85th message. Jesus sent it out August the 14th, 1967. August the 14th, 1967. And I want to read one of these verses he says here. He says, there is no reincarnation. Such thoughts are of the evils of men. There was the incarnate of God in the flesh to offer the sacrifice of any all spilling of blood and the altars of figuration and shadows that men might give a broken heart and a contrite spirit to serve a living God. Now, we're told here by Jesus through his angel messenger that our God had incarnated in the flesh. Well, what do we know the word says about the flesh and being incarnated in the flesh? We beheld him what? As the only begotten of the Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. So once again, in the word of the Lord, here, this third witness that the Lord had to come for is through his angel messenger. Okay? Amen. Because you're going to notice, and if you ever were to have all the messages of the word of the Lord that Jesus has sent this thus far, you would notice what Jesus talks about in there through his angel messenger. And Jesus just not talking this in vain. Because some of you may read and say, well, I already know that. What do you have to say that? Well, see, understand this, that some of his own people have been slowly turning away from truth. Slowly turning away from truth. And so this word that he sent from heaven, say, add a witness, okay? Add a witness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So our God incarnated in the flesh that he may offer the sacrifice. The same one who incarnated in the flesh, which we know as Jesus Christ, the same one that was in the beginning, not a created being, but in the beginning, offer the sacrifice for man. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for his word today. And I thank the Lord for the presence of your spirit. I want to continue to remind you, I know that maybe perhaps some of you had listened to the broadcast that I did on this that was entitled Conditions Will Come. I want to continue to warn you to get closer to God, get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, because there are changes, as I told you before, that is going to come. It's going to manifest. There are going to be changes in relationships, and it can also involve what I'm discussing tonight. Because they're going to be possibly friends or loved ones who are going to approach you about this very subject, who's going to let you know that they don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't think that the things that said about him is true. When you make that stance and say it is, you're thinking that you guys are going to go back to old times and y'all going to be good. But I'm here to tell you, not necessarily so. Changes. The word of the Lord said is going to take place because you're not going to be used to what's happening. Some of you have been around people, have been good friends with them, and what's about to come up, that change, you're not going to be used to that change where the situation is going to go on between you and them. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. To where that they was once a close friend. Now it's like you're so distant. You guys are so distant. And for some of you, it is a close friend that you say, hey, we grew up together. We grew up together. We help one another out. This person is closer than a brother or closer than a sister. And there's going to come a change. Because perhaps when you were growing up, this probably was the one person you know that if nobody else would help you, this person would. Well, there's going to be a change in the relationship. And it's going to be in dealing with Jesus Christ. And you're going to have to be able to walk in the God kind of faith, believing and trusting God in order for you to make it. See, when we talk about faith in the Lord, many times we think that having faith in the Lord will prevent losses. There are, and hear me closely, there are some losses you're going to suffer even though you're showing faith in Christ. But your faith should bring you to a point that God will restore, that you believe that God will restore all that the enemy has taken. So everything is not going to be kept from being lost in your life because you're walking in faith. Now, don't get me wrong. There are, on the other side of the spectrum, losses that you will suffer if you don't heed the warning of God. Now, that's different. I'm talking about here, losses that you suffer even though you're walking in the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And there are some people who still teach and deal with this Arianism today, whether you believe it or not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of the Lord. I thank you for this day you've made and created. I thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us and preserving us. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless us by your Spirit. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, all of you that's been listening tonight. Don't forget tomorrow night, full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. Look for the time advertised tomorrow. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.